Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So let me just say, as a disclosure to our listeners here, this is the segment where I could get into so much trouble, really. A lot of trouble here. So I'm stepping carefully into this, partly because I have, you know, three girls at home who are very interested in what we're about to discuss. Let's tick off for everyone here out there listening to The Takeaway, the rites of passage. Okay, for guys, maybe that's like first date, first car, first adult sleepover, okay? Marriage, kids. These days, you could add maybe first cell phone, first text message scandal, first online relationship. And those little life markers don't just apply to heterosexual men. For women and girls, there are a few big ones, rites of passage, that is, beginning in adolescence.
What's the matter?
Where's Daddy?
Well, he just left. What's wrong?
I'm hemorrhaging.
What do you mean you're hemorrhaging?
I don't need your help, but Daddy...
Ada, did this happen in the bathroom?
From the chore of menstruation there in the movie My Girl, that's what women have to deal with, that chore. There's also the chore of relationships.
I hate it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't call. But mostly I hate the way I don't hate you. Not even close. Not even a little bit. Not even at all.
A classic scene from 10 Things I Hate About You, starring Julia Stiles. Now, assuming the relationship thing goes well, there's marriage or not, and career, and kids around the corner. But if kids don't make it into the picture, there's another little rite of passage for women. And this really is a chore. Answering the question, why no kids?
As a mom of three, I have to say or ask, do you not like kids?
You never wanted children?
Oh, you know.
What about you, Mary Jane? Do you want to have kids?
I mean, I used to make light of it. And if someone said to me, you know, do you want to have children? I'm like, oh, look, I love children. I just couldn't eat a whole one.
Why don't you have children? An unwelcome question for women in their mid-20s or mid-30s who have not had children. Christine Overall joins us. She's a professor of philosophy at Queen's University, Ontario, author of the new book, Why Have Children? The Ethical Debate. Christine, do you think women are forced into a kind of ethical discussion, an unwelcome ethical discussion, when people ask them why they haven't had children, if indeed they haven't?
Well, I think what happens is that people who choose not to have children are expected to explain their decision, but people who do have children are never expected to. So, in fact, I think that what happens is that choosing to have children is just seen as so normal, so expected, so congruent with people's gender roles, and so inevitable that it's not a real decision. So what I argue is that people ought to see choosing to have children as an ethical decision, but we should stop putting pressure on people who don't have children, who've chosen not to have children, and expect them to be defending their decision.
All right, let me just say, and we're talking with Christine Overall, who's a professor of philosophy at Queen's University. I mean, that might just sound a little abstract. You know, you're in Canada, I'm in New York, I have five kids. But, I mean, this is a planet of 6 billion people. I mean, the question of why didn't you have kids might be a natural question, if an unwelcome one, Christine.
True, but it's precisely the fact that we're a planet of 6 billion kids and people and en route to 7 billion that we ought to see the decision whether or not to have children as an ethical one. For those of us in the global West who actually are able to make real decisions about whether or not to reproduce, we need to see it as a real decision, an ethical decision, and not just a matter of personal taste or lifestyle development. And I'm just arguing that the pressure is put on the wrong side. It's put on people who have chosen not to have children, and I'm wondering whether people who choose to have children or are about to make that choice need to see that it is indeed an ethical decision for which we all have to take responsibility.
What are possible answers based on your research and your observations to the question, why did you not have children? What are reasonable and responsible answers to that question? And really, you know, it's none of my business on some level.
Well, what are reasonable answers to the question?
Well, I mean, there's obviously there's people who can't have children, right? That's one category.
Right.
There are people who are too busy or are waiting for Mr. Wright, who will only have kids when they're married.
Right. But some people, frankly, and many people have talked to me about this, just do not want to have children. They've examined their own lives. They've examined their own capacities, and they've decided they're not the right people to be parents. And I applaud them for being clear about that. I applaud them for having the insight and self-knowledge not to go along with the crowd, not to succumb to gender pressures that say you're not a real woman if you don't have children, or every man becomes a father at some point. I think that whatever reasons they choose for not having children, that's fine, because it's an ethically less risky choice to make. So I argue that the ethically risky choice is the choice to have children, because you're creating a brand new person who's going to be vulnerable, needy, dependent. You have no idea what kind of person that child will be. And you're creating somebody who's going to live for 70, 80, 90 years. So anytime you make a decision that so profoundly affects another person, or in the case of having children, eventually it's going to affect many people, but when you make a decision that so profoundly affects another person, that's an ethical decision. And that's why I think the burden of justification, the responsibility to ask ourselves what are our reasons, rest much more on people who choose to have children than on those who choose not to have children.
All right, let's explore that a little bit. I mean, I think everyone would agree that people need to be ethical and responsible about their decision to bring children into the world, to understand what's needed for the care of those children, the infrastructure that is there to make a family work, all that sort of thing. And obviously, there are plenty of people who are born without a lot of forethought for reasons that I won't go into. But, you know, that I think we can agree on. It's this judgment on people who don't have kids. I certainly understand the grandparents saying, how come we don't have any grandchildren, honey, kind of pressure. That's you know, got to be annoying. And it was for a long time annoying for me getting it from my parents. But what are the other pressures that suggest that there's something wrong with you?
So for people who choose not to have children, there's pressures like, you're selfish. You're a very selfish person, and only by having children can you actually understand what it's like to give. And in fact, I think that's a mistake. That's really an unfair charge, because people who choose not to have children are not choosing to be selfish. They are choosing to make a decision that is better than it would have been if they had actually had children, if they've decided that they would not be good parents, if they've decided that being a parent and making this commitment to a lifetime relationship is not something that they can do well, then they are not selfish. And yet I do think that people who choose to be childless get labeled with this label of being selfish, or they get labeled as letting the family down. I mean, you just mentioned pressure
right
from grandparents.
What's interesting on the selfish thing, I mean, kids are so expensive, you would think that the incentives would be in the other way. But, you know, you can certainly see people with kids as extraordinarily selfish when they bring their poorly behaved children into the library and, you know, tear the place apart. I mean, that's a form of selfishness.
Well, I won't comment specifically on that behavior, but I think sometimes one can see that some people have children who perhaps are not fully committed to the nature of the relationship, how intense it is, that it's a 24-hour job, you don't get time off from it unless you can pay for very expensive childcare. And I think that people have to realize that choosing to have a child is a decision to change your life forever. And if you're not ready to make that kind of choice, then the ethical thing to do is to choose not to have
children. Well, if anybody needs a clue on life-changing kids, you know, just come on over to my house, that's for sure. So, Christine, we want to let people who decide not to have kids off the hook, even as we embrace a more ethical approach to making the choice to have kids. So that sum things up pretty well?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And then, in addition, I think it's worthwhile to look at the various conventional or traditional reasons that people have given for choosing to have children. And what I argue in my book is that most of them just don't hold up very well. They're pretty weak.
All right. Well, we will explore those. Christine Overall is professor of philosophy at Queen's University, Ontario, author of the new book, Why Have Children? The Ethical Debate. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.